Producing quality beef. Welcome and hello, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
You know, what people don't understand is that, you know, as farmers or agricultural people, we take better care of the land and better care of the animals than, you know, than anybody. I mean, we spend every day trying to improve our production and, in the same turn, you know, doing things with our cattle to make their life better, to make them perform and produce better for us, and, you know, improving the land daily.
That's Lincoln County's Jonathan Perry, the general manager of Deer Valley Farm, and we spoke with him recently during the Tennessee Beef Agribition, and he was reacting to some of the charges from animal rights activists that livestock farmers are not taking care of their animals.
You know, what those guys don't realize, just like the cattle you're looking at here at this show, you know, they're fed twice a day. They're cared for, they're washed, they're brushed, they're combed. I mean, they're treated like pets almost, you know, and I mean, they have a much better life than what they would have if those guys had their way, you know. We tend to them instead of them having to tend to themselves.
Wayne County beef producer Gary Daniel agrees, and he's worried that animal groups could have a negative influence on the future of the livestock industry.
It concerns me greatly. You know, I think there's a lot of those people out there that don't realize what we do. This is their living. If our animals don't perform and grow and feel good, you know, they're not going to grow and perform if they don't feel good and we don't treat them right. And the name of the game that I live in, you know, we sell cattle by the pound and we want as much performance and as much growth out of them as we can get. So we're going to give them the best of care that we know how.
Well, obviously, it won't give back to you if you don't give to it. And whether it be in the crops or the cattle, you know, it's an everyday thing, trying to improve and give back and do more to obviously return more out of what we invest.
And we hope all of you have a safe day. Join us Monday on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.